get back.
Hot and sunny. It'll be up around 95 today. We will be schwitzing. My wino is sound asleep right now across the street. At the corner of Connecticut and M, you can see him in the little bus stop enclosure. That's where he sleeps.
Hey, wino! Get up! Get up!
Police usually let him lie there till about this time of the morning when people start showing up, and then he's... And then they whack him in the feet with their nightsticks and say, all right, move on.
Wino! Wino!
Somebody go there and shake him. He's not moving. He may be history. We could be talking Slabville, USA. So somebody check on my wino for me, would you please? It's 2 minutes after six. Yeah, they say 95 degrees today, mostly sunny and hot. Tomorrow, let me see, partly cloudy, 30% chance of showers, continued muggy. Boy, this heat, this oppressive heat kind of reminds me of my time south of the border.
Vamos, muchachos. Venga conmigo a la tierra
de la muerte. Estella and I were taking this long walk on this old road leading into the Mexican town of Emeagua. Well, we had to be back for the lunchtime package that we had bought with our tour. And I forgot my watch and Estelle forgot hers. We left it in the hotel. But there was this Indian sitting there by the road right next to this big bull. And I walked over to the Indian. I said, excuse me, can you tell me what time is it? He looked up from under his big sombrero. He said, sure, senor, I can tell you any time. And he reaches over to the bull, kind of hefts the bull's doodads. Yeah, he kind of lifts them in his head. You know, he holds them. And he goes, it's quarter to 12. And I look at Estelle, and Estelle looks at me, and we're thinking, what? I said, Estelle, let's check out this guy. Let's hot-foot it down to the hotel. So sure enough, we hot-foot it down to the hotel, and we get there at 12 o'clock. I said, let's check something, Estelle. So I grab my watch, and we go running back down to the road to where the Indian is. I said, excuse me there. Can you tell me what time it is? He looks up from his sombrero. He says, oh, you are getting a gringo. And he reaches over, and he kind of hefts those doodads on that bull again. He goes, it's 12:15. And I look at my watch, and I said, I'll be darned, it is 12:15. I said, I tell you what, I know you've got some secret here that we are going to revolutionize the time somehow you did by the bull. I said, look, here's $100. Now, you tell me just how you can tell. What is it, the weight, the diameter that changes throughout the day? How can you tell what time it is? By grabbing the bull's doodads. He took the $100 bill. He said, well, senor gringo, I have to lift the doodads so that I can see what time it is on that clock in that church steeple over there.
All over the...
Man here, 4321101.